I want to go on record to say I had to give Jeremy a hug during the commercial break. He may be one of the angriest people that I've.
That's not true. I was just talking about Stephen A. or Screaming A. Smith and Mad Dog, and I think they're both idiots. I was saying to you guys, like, it's like who can get louder than the other one? And I've never seen two people on an opposite side of the argument where both of them are wrong. Who are you talking? You talking about the Brewers? The Brewers? What voice is that? What are you, three?
That's Mad Dog's voice. The Brewers.
The Brewers?
The Ravens have the ninth hardest schedule in the NFL. Jeremy, can they squeak 10 wins or more out of that?
Oh, absolutely. Look, this is, any way you slice it, if you look at the AFC, you're going to sit here and list a handful of teams that you think are good to great, right?
All right.
I mean, you start with the top three, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills, and then you start looking elsewhere. Are the Broncos going to be for real? Are the Chargers going to be for real? Right. Is anybody else taking a step forward? You asked about Miami.
Right.
Can Cincinnati just play offense the whole season? You know, like there's a lot of things that you look at, and I'm not trying to eliminate or leave anybody out like Houston or any of the AFC South, but we really don't care about them. They're not going to do anything. At least not in the next few years. So the point is that that's the cream of the crop. The question is, how do you do against those other two teams? And you're going to have tiebreakers going into the postseason to decide where you play. And the two top teams you play, right, are both on the road. The Chiefs and the Bills, if I'm correct.
Setting the number at 9.5, Ed, for wins. You over or under?
Over. Over. I mean, this is a tough schedule. This is a really good football team. And I think they're going to have another 12-win season, 11. It'd be 11-6, 12-5, whatever it's going to be. But I think they're going to have a good season. This is one of those things when people look at, it's not fair. Look at all these good teams they're playing. There's a reason they play all these good teams. That's
they're
how you're seeded. That's how it works.
It's not supposed to work.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, 9.5 is my number for Ravens wins. Jeremy's over. Ed's over. Are you over or under?
I will go over, but maybe only like 11.
Okay. All right.
Here, I'll get you their win total for this season.
Let's go to Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I tell Steelers fans every year, y'all got to see us. Point blank, period. I'm not scared.
Eli, 9.5, over or under?
I'm not as scared.
Over.
Over, all right.
I think 13.
Yeah, you want to know the Vegas line?
What's the Vegas line?
It's 11.5, but it's even money, which means like it's probably more likely to go. Well, they're not going to put it at 11. They want the half, so there's a win or a loss. But yeah, 11.5. So like again, they're telling you they believe this is a double digit win team.
Before Eli hangs up, Jeremy, how many teams are set at double digit wins by Vegas? Does it have that over there?
All right, so we have Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. By the way, the Ravens win total, like it's projected at 11.6. The win total for the Bills is 11.4. You guys got to understand like the averages. Right. But the Bills is 12.5. What do we say? Chiefs were 10.5.
Uh-huh.
Broncos, 9.5.
Only three teams double digits?
In the AFC. I'd have to check the NFC.
Okay, but
have
the Chiefs out? So Eli?
10.5.
Three teams in the AFC are set at double digit wins. Are the Ravens better than the Bills and the Chiefs, in your opinion?
Yeah.
All right.
This year, yes.
I'm writing it down. We're going to talk to you later.
And by the way, I'm on an article written by Cynthia Freeland, so I don't know where she got her odds from, so it could be all over the place. Like, you might go to FanDuel today and go, hold on, he said it was 11.5, and there it's 10.5. I don't know. But, like, again, this is where it was.
Well, Rob Long said 9.5. Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Morning. Hey, man, look, 9.5, come on, man. That's assault to Lamar, man. He get five of them or six by himself. Come on, man. Don't do my man like that, man. We going over. And I actually like our schedule this year.
I like it because it's competitive. It's a banger. I mean, it's like you can't get bored
out of the gate.
Yeah.
Just that, Rob. You know, in the beginning of football, you don't really get them. But now we got some competitors. You know, the Ravens like to play to the competition. We got it early. Let's go.
Hey, if you're the Browns, and we don't know who's going to win the competition yet, but you're looking to start. I mean, are you starting Flacco, or are you looking to start one of the young guys, either Gabriel or Sanders, who you drafted? Let's not forget.
I'm looking to win.
Kenny Pickett's there, too, so he's the favorite to start.
I'm looking to win. Whoever I think gives me my best opportunity to win, honestly. I ain't discriminating.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm not discriminating. I'm going into this on – I don't know which one of you guys is going to be starting for me. I'm walking in the room with that. I don't know. Win me. Convince me. Take the job because it belongs to no one right now. I got a quarterback that I drafted in the third round, quarterback that I drafted in the fifth round. Both of those were accomplished college quarterbacks. I got a guy who won the Super Bowl before, and I have Pickett.
Only reason I ask, and I wonder if this is part of the reasons why they did it, but like, you get the Browns early. So if it is Flacco, you got Flacco coming back to Baltimore, which is a great storyline. But I think when you see the Browns this year, each game's going to be looking totally different because I think the quarterback that's starting in week two won't be starting that next game.